Welcome to Deep Dig. I'm Maya, and just so you know, this entire episode, including our voices, is AI-generated, brought to you by Flow State headphones, the fictional noise-canceling earbuds that allegedly adapt to your brainwaves. Completely made up, but sounds cool, right? Some of what we discuss might be AI hallucinations, so please fact-check anything important. Today I'm joined by Roberto, a comparative literature professor, to investigate something that's been nagging at me. There's this Italian phrase, la passera è sempre la passera. Literally, the sparrow is always the sparrow, by author Sauro Silvestri.
It's fascinating you picked this up, Maya. I've been thinking about this phrase a lot lately, especially in how it sits in contemporary Italian literature. There's something almost defiant about stating the obvious, you know?
Right? That's what caught me. It feels like it's either the most profound thing ever said or completely meaningless. I come at this as someone who spends way too much time thinking about identity and authenticity in digital spaces.
The timing matters here. Silvestri wrote this during a period when Italian literature was grappling with globalization, with this pressure to be something other than what it was. The sparrow becomes this resistance symbol.
But that's where I get stuck. Is it resistance or resignation? Like when I see people online saying, I am who I am. Sometimes it's empowering, sometimes it's just giving up on growth.
That's the beautiful ambiguity, though. In Italian, passera has this double meaning. It's both the innocent sparrow and vulgar slang. Silvestri's playing with that tension between the pure and the crude.
Oh wow, I totally missed that layer. So we're not just talking about immutable identity, we're talking about accepting the full spectrum of what something is, including the uncomfortable parts?
Exactly. It's not I'm perfect as I am, but I contain multitudes, including the parts you might not like. Very different philosophical stance.
This reminds me of how we talk about authenticity online. Everyone's curating their best self, but maybe real authenticity is admitting you're also your worst self.
But here's where I think you might be projecting modern anxieties onto Silvestri. His context was more about cultural imperialism, about Italy not needing to become America or France to matter.
Fair point, but doesn't that make it more relevant now? We're all dealing with pressure to optimize ourselves, to become someone else's version of better.
True, but there's a danger in that reading. If the sparrow is always the sparrow becomes an excuse for stagnation, for not examining harmful patterns, then it's just sophisticated denial.
That's exactly what I was worried about. Like, when does self-acceptance become self-indulgence? When does authenticity become an excuse for not doing the work?
Maybe we're looking at this wrong, though. What if it's not about accepting everything, but about recognizing what's actually fundamental versus what's just performance?
Okay, so the sparrow isn't saying, I'll never change. It's saying, I know what I actually am underneath all the noise. That's harder than it sounds.
Much harder, especially in Silvestri's Italy, where there was this constant external pressure to define Italianness in relation to other cultures. The sparrow knows it's not a peacock and doesn't need to be.
But here's what's bugging me. How do you know what's fundamental about yourself versus what's just habit or trauma or social conditioning? The line's not as clear as the sparrow metaphor suggests.
That's where the literary context helps. Silvestri wasn't writing philosophy, he was writing literature. Maybe the phrase is meant to be lived with, not solved.
So it's like a koan? You sit with the paradox until something shifts in how you see it?
Possibly, but I think there's something more pragmatic happening. In the face of overwhelming pressure to change, sometimes the radical act is simply refusing to justify your existence.
That hits different in 2024. There's so much optimization culture, so much pressure to hack yourself into a better version. Maybe the sparrow is just opting out of that entire framework.
But we can't ignore that opting out is a privilege. The sparrow in Silvestri's work is responding from a position of cultural stability, even if that stability was threatened.
Right. And for people who are genuinely marginalized, staying the same might mean staying oppressed. The sparrow metaphor works differently depending on what kind of sparrow you are.
Which brings us back to that double meaning. Maybe the vulgarity isn't accidental. Maybe Silvestri was acknowledging that authenticity often looks crude to people who expect you to perform respectability.
Oh, that's good. So the sparrow isn't just refusing to become a peacock. It's refusing to pretend it's not occasionally a vulgar little bird who makes noise and mess.
And maybe that's where the phrase gets its power. It's not about being static. It's about being honest about what you're working with as raw material.
So change becomes possible because you're not starting from a lie about what you are. The sparrow can learn new songs because it knows it's a sparrow, not because it's trying to become something else.
That's beautiful. And it preserves both the resistance reading and the growth reading. The sparrow changes sparrow ways, not peacock ways.
But I'm still not sure how you distinguish between sparrow ways and just being stubborn. How do you know when you're being authentic versus when you're just scared of change?
Maybe that's the wrong question, though. Maybe the phrase isn't giving us answers, it's giving us a stance, a way to approach the question of change from a place of self-knowledge rather than self-rejection.
So it's less, I won't change, and more, I'll change from here, from what I actually am, not from what I think I should be.
Right. And that requires incredible honesty about what here actually is, including the parts that aren't pretty or convenient or socially acceptable.
Which is why the vulgar meaning matters. Real self-knowledge includes the stuff you'd rather not admit about yourself.
And maybe that's what makes it radical. In a culture obsessed with improvement, just seeing yourself clearly becomes a revolutionary act.
But seeing clearly and accepting what you see, those might be two different things. I can acknowledge I'm petty sometimes without deciding that's just how I am forever.
True, but maybe the sparrow phrase is about the deeper layer, not your behaviors, but something more fundamental about how you move through the world.
Like your essential nature versus your learned responses. That would make it less fatalistic and more about working with your grain instead of against it.
Exactly. A sparrow trying to swim like a duck will just drown. A sparrow that learns to fly better as a sparrow. That's growth that honors what it actually is.
Okay, but now I'm wondering if we're just making this phrase do too much work. Maybe Silvestri just meant some things don't change and we're reading in all this complexity.
That's possible. But literature lives in what readers bring to it. If the phrase generates this much productive thinking, maybe its simplicity is what makes it powerful.
Fair enough. And maybe the fact that we can't pin down exactly what it means is the point. It resists the kind of definitive interpretation that would make it safe and useless.
Like the sparrow itself, it's common and overlooked, but if you actually pay attention, it's more complex and interesting than you initially thought.
So, where does this leave us? I feel like I understand something different about authenticity now, but I can't quite articulate what.
Maybe that's perfect. The phrase gives you a stance, not an answer. A way to approach questions of change and identity from a place of groundedness rather than aspiration.
And maybe the tension between acceptance and growth doesn't need to be resolved. Maybe it needs to be lived.
Like learning to be a really good sparrow instead of a mediocre peacock, but still being open to discovering what really good sparrow might look like.
Roberto, I think we've talked ourselves into something I wasn't expecting. The phrase isn't about staying the same or changing. It's about changing from truth instead of changing from shame.
That's it exactly. And that's much harder than either blind self-acceptance or endless self-improvement. It requires you to actually know yourself first.
Which brings us full circle to that double meaning. You have to accept even the vulgar, uncomfortable parts before you can work with them skillfully.
And maybe that's why the phrase has stayed with both of us. It's simple enough to remember, but complex enough to keep teaching us things.
So here's what I'm leaving you with. If you knew you were always going to be fundamentally you, how would that change how you approach becoming who you want to be? Because apparently, that's a different question than I thought it was when we started.